good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God, and trusting the program will be a blessing to your heart today as we look into the Word of God this morning. Good to be saved today. Good day to go to church, be in the house of God this morning, and trust you're making plans to do that. We invite you to come to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and we'd love to have you come today to be in the service. And, of course, Sunday school at 10, it's an open Sunday school. It's an auditorium class, distancing and so forth, and masks being worn. And we invite you to come, and then service at 5 o'clock for worship night service on Sunday night. And then, of course, 10:45 on Sunday morning. So we invite you to come, be in the house of God with us today. If you don't have a church home, you come and be with us in the service. Pray for our country. Pray for our nation. We got a lot of sickness, of course, in the country today. But we've got God on our side, and He's willing and able to help us if we'll look to Him for strength and for help and for direction today. And we trust that you are feeling good in the Lord this morning, and making plans to be where you can go worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We thank God for His blessings. Thank God for His grace, sufficient grace that's provided for us every day. Don't have to want for it. Don't have to wish for it. It's ours. Amen. By faith, we have grace to go through what we're facing today. And so it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time out to be with us on the service and the broadcast this morning. Got a lot of faithful listeners, and we appreciate you so much. I want to send it out to you, especially today, that God will just bless you for taking time out. And you invite folks to listen. You tell someone about the broadcast, and we'd appreciate that, and hoping somehow we can help some precious soul with a spiritual need in their life and with salvation, that if you need to be saved, it's a good day to let the Lord save your soul and accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and ask Him to save you. And He will. He's proven Himself by personal experience. I know that He will save you when you call upon Him, and told us that in the Scriptures, in the Word of God. So let's get right to the broadcast this morning. We'll be reading out of 1 Corinthians today, and bringing to you the message we feel the Lord would have us to look at this morning. But before we do, we'll go to the Lord in prayer and pray for the needs of our country today, and pray for your needs. Some of you experiencing needs in your life today, we want to help you with them. Pray that God would touch you and help you with those things. And we don't even know what they are, but God does. And He said, cast all your care upon Me, for I care for you. Jesus said that, and of course it's still true today. There's a God that cares. This morning, there's a God that's able to abundantly above all we could ask or even think about. He's a God of all grace. Amen. So it's good to be saved this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray. Like I say, pray for our country today. Our country sure does need prayer. Oh, I'd long for the day, and I hope we see the day that God's people will do what the Scripture says. If My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face, then I'll hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. Now that's first, you see, and then secondly, and heal their land. Before our land can be healed, there's got to be some sins confessed. Amen. And so let's pray to that end today. Father, as we bow Your presence this morning, thank You for this day. Privilege just to come to the throne of grace this morning, and thank You for Your blessings, and ask You for help and for strength. And there's folks that are listening today that are not able to go to the house of God. I pray You extend them mercy and help this morning and grace for this hour. And the Lord, just bless them. You know their heart, that they'd be in the house of God if they could. But Lord, they just can't go. They can't go anywhere. And I pray You'd help them and bless them today. There's those that are struggling with things in life, and they need some help from You this morning as they look to You. And I pray You'd answer their prayers according to Your will. I pray for our nation today. Lord, speak to our leaders, speak to our land, speak to our preachers across the country today that needs to get back to preaching the Word of God. God and the truths of the Scripture and deal with sin. And Lord, just have your way in our country today. May your perfect will be done and accomplished, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. Be an encouragement to your heart. You listen to the songs they sing.
You may think that I'm peculiar. Well, that's all right with me. For when I was a sinner, Jesus came to me. With the blood he shed on Calvary, he saved my sin-sick soul. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. That's why I sing and I shout and I praise his holy name, for he's the God of yesterday, and he's evermore the same. So if you think that I'm old-fashioned, just tell it where you go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. You may feel so bewildered from a life of sin and shame, but there's hope for you in Jesus, and you'll never be the same. With a hand of tender mercy, he'll make your heart aglow, and you can shout from the highest mountain, for it's salvation to your soul. That's why I sing and I shout and I praise his holy name, for he's the God of yesterday, and he's evermore the same. So if you think that I'm old-fashioned, just tell me where you go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. That's why I sing and I shout and I praise his holy name, for he's the God of yesterday, and he's evermore the same. So if you think that I'm old-fashioned, just tell it where you go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know.
Amen. Not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. I'm glad there's a gospel that we can preach today and still effective and still works and still saves souls. Praise God for that. Hope you enjoyed that song today. We'll have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Walking day by day in this gospel way is fun, sing a happy song. Well, since I made it right, I can sleep at night. All my burdens are all gone. He took away my sin, he gave me peace with him. He walks beside me all day long. Well, he changed my life from trouble and strife when he saved my soul.
Amen. When the Lord saved me. Amen. I like that song that gets up and goes on down the road with you and tells a good Bible truth. Amen. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll try to bring for you a few thoughts today from the Word of God. The Lord's laid on our heart this morning, this one verse of Scripture. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. We want to read this verse today and try to deal with you maybe some more verses out of the same book, same chapter. But in verse 58, the Bible said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And he's talking about several different words here, and I want to deal with them this morning for just a few minutes. But the first word there, and this is good advice for every saint of God. There's a lot of things going on in our land and our lives today, and that will hinder our stand for God and our laboring for the Lord if we let it. But he deals with that in these verses here in the context of the chapter dealing with it. He also recognizes there's some things that ought to motivate us because that we need motivated in the last days and will motivate us to take a stand for the Lord Jesus. And the word therefore is found in the first word there in that verse of Scripture. And you might say, what is that word therefore? Well, it's there for a reason, because back up in the same chapter, he begins to talk about death and the victory over death. And of course, we know what death is. When death comes, we depart to be with the Lord, and then we're going to stand before him, and we're accountable for what we do for him, how faithful we are in doing what he's led us to do in this life, living for the Lord. It's worth it, amen. It's worth it because one day we're going to stand before him. But he said, and he speaks about the ultimate victory that we've got because of our salvation. We're not losers. We're not on the losing side. We're on the winning side, as the old song says. We're on the winning side. But in verse 57, he said, "But thanks be to God." Amen. Talking about death now, talking about facing the death, and where's the sting of it, and where's the victory of the grave? Well, it's our victory. We've got victory over it. And so he said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we've got some motivation there because the victory is ours. We're facing things in life, and we're facing ultimately death, and we know that death's appointed unto every man to die, and after this, the judgment. And in light of all of that, God gives us some things in this verse today, and these things motivates us to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not losers, as I said again. We're victors in the Lord Jesus Christ today. So therefore, he's talking to someone here in these verses of Scripture. Therefore, my beloved brethren. Now, I want you to look at those three words there for just a few moments today. My beloved brethren. Here we find the heart of a shepherd, someone that loves the sheep and loves the brethren. He's got something in his heart that changed him and made him love the brethren. If you got a love for the brethren, it's good evidence that you're saved. Amen. That's what the Scripture says. So he calls them his beloved brethren. The Apostle Paul, the writer of this letter to the Corinthian church here, my beloved brethren. Now he had every reason that he might not call them that because of their lives. You read over in the first first part of Corinthians, and you'll find that he had to deal with a whole lot of things in that church, and the divisions that was there, and the sin was there, and the tolerance of sin that was there, and he had to deal with all that. But here, he still calls them beloved brethren. He still loves the brethren. That's the sign of a good shepherd. Amen. A good shepherd will correct the sheep, and he'll share the sheep, and he'll lead the sheep and direct them, and they're still beloved unto him. That's the reason he leaves the 99 and goes into the wilderness and finds the lost sheep and gets him on his shoulder and brings him back to the fold. There's a love for the brethren there. And so that's the sign of a good shepherd. And here Paul, that was a good shepherd. Amen. He was one that loved the brethren. He loved together in the house of God with God's people. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much the more as you see of the day approaching. And so he had a motivation to gather with the brethren to worship of the Lord in spirit and in truth. He fully knew that Jesus Christ died for the church and gave himself for the church. And so God led him to establish churches all across the land in that day and establish them and ordain pastors and deacons in those churches and do a work for the glory of God. And so he loved the brethren. He was concerned about them, and of course here writing to them in view of the fact that we're going to face God one day, we need some encouragement in the Lord, and just to know that somebody cares about us and somebody cares enough to correct us and to preach to us and to lead us in the right pathways that we need to go. Brother, it's enough to praise God for and encourage your heart. Know that someone cares. Amen. You say, well, I know one that messed up. Well, I know a bunch of them that did. That don't mean everybody did. I still got confidence in the men of God that he's called, that are faithful and living for the Lord Jesus Christ, and the pastors that God has put over the flock. Brother, I've still got some confidence in some people in this life. And here we find that Paul has said, my beloved brethren. And so it got some admonition here for them. Three other words here that's found in this verse. Be ye steadfast. Be ye steadfast. Oh, you say, preacher, I just somebody hurt me, or I've had this to happen and that to happen in my life as a child of God in the church. That's not what he said. He said, be steadfast. Be ye steadfast. You need to consider the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered persecution, was lied on, and was false witnesses arose against him. But in view of all that, he still loved the people and still went to Calvary and died for the very sinners that was persecuting him and paid their sin debt on the cross. And they just believed it, he'd save them. And that's what it's all about today. But be as steadfast. That's what the Bible wants us to be, considering everything that we're facing today. You can find some reason not to live for God, but I tell you, I find more reasons to live for him than I do to forsake him. Amen. He's been too good to us as children of God to forsake you. Be steadfast. Get rooted and grounded in the Word of God and plant your roots down somewhere and under a man of God that'll preach you the Word and let you worship in spirit and truth, and that Brother Buchanan accountable to God for that steadfastness in your life. But be ye steadfast. He's talking to brethren now. He's talking to brethren. He's talking to saved folk that's been born the family of God. He's talking to you and I today that knows that we're saved by the grace of God. The admonition is there. Be ye steadfast. And then he said, there's another word here. He said, unmovable. Amen. unmovable. I mean, not moving from your steadfastness. Amen. And you can be steadfast, but you might be persuaded to be moved, and that somebody might come along and persuade you not to stand, not to be steadfast. But he said, you be unmovable. God gives enough grace to say no, and God gives enough grace and strength to say, I don't agree with that. I'm not going to follow that way. I'm not going to rise up like that. And brother, be unmovable. Stand for God, love the church, and stay with God. Amen. And so there's an admonition here to be unmovable. Amen. Too many folks are movable today. Too many folks are moved by their feelings. They're moved by their family. They're moved by their friends. They're moved by their finances. They're moved by all these things in life today, and that causes them to be movable. They're just mobile units floating around and forgetting about God. But he said, be as steadfast. And before you can be steadfast, you've got to be unmovable. Amen. Don't move from that situation that God has blessed you with, and the place that God has placed you. Be unmovable. And then he said, always abounding. And there's two words in that verse again, always abounding. In other words, you're not backing up. You hadn't got it in reverse. You got it going forward, always abounding. Keep on increasing. That's what it means. Keep on increasing in your labors and for the Lord. And just be steadfast in that, and be unmovable, and always abounding. Brother, always showing some increase. Every once in a while, the Lord will let you win some precious soul to the Lord. Be instrumental in your faithfulness and your witness to win someone to Jesus. Amen. Abounding, always abounding. Not every once in a while, but always abounding, always increasing. The Bible plainly tells us as children of God to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. Amen. That's our admonition today. Have to abound in your growth in the Lord. If you'll grow in grace and knowledge, you say, well, preacher, I've been saved 50 years. I've been saved 30 years. I've been saved 70 years. I've done everything that I know to do. Well, the Bible said he don't put any age limit on it. You're still to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. I rest assured, I don't care how old you are, how long you've been saved, you don't know everything about the Bible. You can still find new nuggets of truth, and you can feel, I still find directions in the scriptures that you've never seen before. I'm always abounding, growing grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Find out some more about the Savior. Amen. And so these words in this verse, and brothers, tremendous this morning. And so always abounding in the work of the Lord. In the work of the Lord. And brother, if you're abounding in the work of the Lord, that means you're working for the Lord. Amen. You're not lazy, and you're not slothful, but you still got a witness, and you can still tell folks about the Savior and about what he done for them on Calvary's cross, abounding in the work of the Lord, making sure that God's work is going on for him. Amen. Our faithfulness. That's the reason the Lord established the church as he did back over in the book of Matthew, when he told Peter, he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. He died for the church. He gave himself for it, and we're to abound in the work of the Lord in the house of God. It ought to be backed by the church. Amen. Ought to be founded by the church. Any labor that we're doing ought to be instrumental and useful in the house of God and led by the church under the authority of the local assembly as God has set it up. And brother, you ought to be under an under shepherd and living for God and that serving God in the boundaries of the church that he's put you in. Amen. And so reaching out to the world and telling them about the Lord, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Well, why should we do that? And well, he said the last part of that verse here, he said, for as much as you know. And that you ought to have some knowledge about some things. You ought to have some knowledge about the rewards that God has got for us. Just look back up in verse 57. And you'll find that we've got victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What you do for God is not in vain. Amen. God will reward your labor for him. He'll not forget about that. He'll not pass that by the wayside. Brother, he'll not recognize that, but he will reward your labor in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Some folks got to the place, they said, well, I just might as well give up. Why give up when you got a reward coming? Amen. Just stay faithful. Be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know you ought to have some sense to know enough that you're laboring for God. It's not going to be in vain. There'll be some folks standing there at the judgment seat of Christ, they'll be saying, I'm glad you told me about Jesus. I'm glad you're faithful to the Lord. I'm glad you served God all those years and stayed faithful to him. Oh, yes, my friend. And for as much as you know that your labor's not in vain in the Lord, just keep on serving him. And just keep on loving him. And just keep on working for him, because he'll reward us in due time. We know you not that we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account to what we've done in this body, whether good or evil. He's going to reward the saints of God. Heaven's not a reward. Heaven's a gift. Amen. God gave us salvation. He gave us heaven free of charge. But he'll reward the saints of God for the labors in the Lord. If you don't give up, if you don't give in, you stay faithful, you recognize the fact that God's behind you and Jesus Christ died for you, and brother, don't give in and just don't give up, because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God's got a day coming. We're going to stand before the bema, before the judgment seat. And brother, we're going to stand be judged fairly by the one that redeemed us by the word of God. You're going to be judged according to this Bible, and because the Bible is a written word of God. That's the reason you don't need to fiddle with the Bible. You need to just believe it. You don't need a new translation. You need to believe the one that you've got. Amen. And so the Bible is true, and the world's a lie. And brother, God will reward you by standing with you if you'll stand with him. Amen. He'll not leave us. He'll not forsake us. And brother, he'll be there through every valley, through every mountaintop, through every battle, through every temptation, through every trial. He'll be right there for you, with you through all those things, because our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We've got somebody that loves us this morning. Amen. We've got somebody that loves us. May God bless you. I trust you. You just put your trust in him. Stay in there. Stay for God. Love the Lord. Stay in church. Stay on your knees. Stay in the book. And God will bless you. Until next week at this same time is our prayer. Amen.